Hi guys, good morning. I'm so excited. My name is Dorothy, in case people don't know me. I'm so excited to be talking to you today because I get the privilege of starting our first talk on the reading series that we're now doing. You should have started it this week. It's called People of Spirit, and it's going to follow the early church through the book of Acts this week. And I get to talk about the friendship of Father God and how much God wants to actually interact and be our friend and know us. So I'm super excited about that. From our top readings this week, you should have read part of John 14:19 was one of the readings. And that's the one that really stood out for me this week, because it actually said, Jesus is speaking and he says, "After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, you live also." Now, this is a small part of what Jesus was speaking, and when he was talking to his disciples about going away and how Holy Spirit was going to be coming. But the words that touched me most were, "Because I live, you will live also." Now, that seems a bit strange, because he's talking about when he's leaving and he's going to die. Yet he's saying, because I live, you will live also. Well, he's speaking of our spiritual lives, and obviously he came alive again after he died, so that made perfect sense. But he's talking about our spiritual lives and how much we can also be alive when we let Holy Spirit, when we're led by Holy Spirit, and when we let him guide us and we become more like Jesus. So he's letting us know that there's more to just existing, but there is life in abundance when we live with Holy Spirit and in communion with God, and we let ourselves be led by Holy Spirit. Many of you know I have changed a lot over the last 6 or 7 years. I've never felt more alive than in my... I haven't felt more alive than any other time in my life, as I've actually allowed Holy Spirit to work in my life. I've he's led me closer in my relationship with Father God, and he's led me closer in my relationship with Jesus. And I get the privilege to talk to you guys about that. And you know, that to me, that's heart-pounding stuff. It really is. Now, I hope that if you're in a place of uncertainty, as I used to be, about having my relationship with Holy Spirit, that we can journey together today, and I can help you to come closer in your relationship with him and in your relationship with Jesus. Now, God's always wanted us to be together. He's always wanted intimate relationship with us, right from the Garden of Eden, when he walked in the cool of the day with Adam. He didn't leave the Israelites wandering around the desert. He was there with them, showing them where to go, what to do. Joel declared the coming of Holy Spirit in Joel 2:28. He said, "I will pour out my spirit on all mankind. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions." God's always had a plan for bringing us back into intimate relationship with him. We messed up in the garden. Jesus was the ultimate plan to allow that personal relationship again. And I think it would have been amazing to have walked with Jesus and followed him when he's alive walking around on this earth, to see all the miracles and just spend that time with him. To also have been with him in the 40 days between his death and his resurrection. I wonder if any of the disciples wanted him to stay. I bet they did. But Jesus couldn't stay on this earth. However wonderful that was, his disciples and the people of that time and the geographical area, I think he had to ascend so that Holy Spirit could come. Now, we read in Acts 1 this week where Jesus had already risen from the grave and been with his disciples for 40 days. He was getting ready to ascend, and in verses 4 to 5 it says, "On one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, 'Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which has been heard, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. In John 14:16, it actually says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. So he was both praying and assuring us of the promise of the Holy Spirit coming, assuring us of the promise of his Father is sending Holy Spirit. Then footnotes in my study Bible, it says, the Trinity is a description of a unique relationship of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If Jesus had stayed on earth, his physical presence would have limited the spread of the gospel, because physically he could only be in one place at one time. After Christ was taken up to heaven, he would be spiritually present everywhere through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was sent so that God would be with and within his followers after Christ returned to heaven. The Spirit would comfort them, guide them, and know the truth, remind them of Jesus' words to say, and fill them with power. And Jesus talks about the power of the Holy Spirit in Acts 1:8, where he tells the disciples, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Wow. And we can see as we read further in Acts that the disciples were changed when Holy Spirit came upon them, and they did move in power. That's the same for us today. When Holy Spirit comes, we receive power and become his witnesses throughout the earth, starting with our families and friends in our neighbourhood. But I don't think it's a mighty strength like Samson. Maybe for some it is. It's a power that changes you from the inside. With God living inside of us so close, it's natural to grow and change. It's a power that allows us to see as Jesus does, to find empathy with people and then pray and expect to see heaven come to earth. It's a power that brings a boldness if we don't know what they had and then wonder where it's come from. It's a living power of Jesus Christ inside of us. He changes our ability to see things, to speak in boldness, and to pray expectantly for miracles, to do the things that Jesus did, and then more. When the disciples received Holy Spirit, the first churches began. They went far and wide to preach good news of Jesus. As we receive Holy Spirit, we should be expectant to see growth in our own life and in our churches. We should be expectant to become witnesses for him here on earth. What an amazing opportunity we have right at this moment through all the technology and the media to reach people far and wide. We don't have to walk miles like the disciples did. We go on YouTube. We go on our local media things. We send emails. We have so many opportunities. We need to take advantage of them. It's amazing. Sorry, I put the paper down before I was ready to move on. Just after Jesus had said about the power of the Holy Spirit, he ascended into heaven. And the disciples were able to see with their own eyes this definitely was one true living God. No doubt at all. He'd given them a command to return to Jerusalem after he ascended. I love what the angels say just after Jesus ascended. Can you imagine the scene? All the disciples standing there watching, and Jesus is taken up and disappeared and gone to heaven behind a cloud. They could have stood there for ages watching, I'm sure, wondering if they'd see him again. But that wasn't God's plan. So two men in white clothing appear. Men of Galilee, why do you stand there looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way as you have seen him go into heaven. Mark 13:26 and Mark 21:27 says the same thing. that one day Jesus will return, and they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and great glory. That's going to be a great day. But in the meantime, we get to share Jesus and to be Jesus with people here on earth. We get to know Jesus for ourselves as the disciples did. We get to know, we get to be known as his children. We need help doing that. That's where Holy Spirit comes in. Jesus called Holy Spirit the gift. And that gift was not just for the disciples, but it's for us today. Holy Spirit is a gift given to every believer, but as with all gifts, we have to open them and receive them. Some people have miraculous conversions with Holy Spirit. Others, like myself, get to know him a little bit at a time until you realise one day actually you're totally in love with him and you couldn't do anything without him. Now for me, I've always known that God is love, and he always known he wants a relationship with us and wants to know us personally. So when I first became a Christian, I spoke to God. Nothing wrong with that, nothing wrong at all. But it wasn't till a little bit later that I actually realised I could have a personal relation with Father God, Holy Spirit, and Jesus as individual beings as well as a whole being. So I want to just quickly tell you the story about how I asked Holy Spirit into my life. I was driving along the road to Windsor one morning, and I suddenly realised, and thinking about Holy Spirit, I thought, actually, Holy Spirit, I don't understand you. I don't know what you're for. I know God. I pray to God. I know Jesus. Jesus came, died on the cross, went to heaven. I know who he is. He rose again. I know who the Holy Spirit, I don't know. I don't know who you are. But actually, I was a little bit worried about getting to know Holy Spirit, but I decided it's time to get over that worry and move on. So whilst I was driving along the road, I actually just said something like, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. I know you're part of God. I know you're part of Jesus. I want to know you more. So will you come into my life today? Will you help me to get to know you more? Can you spend a day with me, please? And then I just carried on driving, and I was slightly scared and thinking, I don't know what I've just done. What have I just done? But I had no need to worry at all whatsoever. But the next thing that happened is I came out into, and remember I'm driving, I came out into a really loud tongue, a new tongue. And it was very loud, very, very deep. And it was just made me jump. It was hysterical. And I started to laugh as I'm driving as well. But I think, and I just feel now thinking back on it, there's just Holy Spirit just getting so excited and saying, yes, thank goodness, at last, this woman's letting me in her life. Now we can move on. Now we can get places. And it was just the most exciting day. It was a fantastic day. Everything went right and then more. I was able to buy a new top. I took my mum out for the day. We had a fantastic sunny day, and it only rained when we got into a building. It was just an amazing, everything was fantastic and full of joy and full of fun, just love. I had no worry at all to be worried. I shouldn't have been worried, because actually Holy Spirit is a gentleman, just like Jesus, just like God. He's a gentleman, and he's not going to come where he's not welcome, but he's always going to respect our choices. So that was a fantastic day, and I encourage you to do that if you haven't done it already. Wow. Now, in John 14:20, Jesus is talking about Holy Spirit coming, and he says, on that day you will realise I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. This is just after he's told them, because I live, you shall also live. Here I believe he is talking to the disciples, referring to that day as the day of Pentecost, the day Holy Spirit comes. But also to us now, as that day being the day that we accept Christ into our life and are baptised by the Holy Spirit. If Jesus said, he is the Father, we are in Jesus, Jesus is in us, However complicated that sounds, all it's saying is that we are ultimately connected, that he wants us, that he desires us, that he wants relationship with us. That's a good thing. Now for me, Holy Spirit is a friend to talk to, a friend who encourages me to take the path of God. He's a friend that when I go the wrong way brings me back and lets me know my wrongdoings but doesn't condemn me. He teaches me and reminds me God's way. He is a friend buzzing and awake beside me that encourages me to speak of Jesus and cheers me on when I do. He brings to mind words from the Bible in daily situations and prayers. He teaches me more than I think I could possibly know and is always, always there. Holy Spirit is someone who walks beside me. He reminds me who I am. Who, when I return to my old patterns of behaviour, is there, saying, "You're a child of God. You're a princess in his kingdom." He gives me strength to be who God knows that I can be. Holy Spirit is a very good friend, and then more. He taught me how to hold my head high, to speak boldly and loud. He's encouraged me to find my voice and then encouraged me to use it. He holds me when I need holding, turns my tears into joy. He gives me a gentle or more powerful push when I need it. He knows me, teaches me, and leads me and guides me closer to God because I have allowed him to. So if you've accepted Christ into your life, but you don't know Holy Spirit yet, please get to know him. Then why not ask him today for that gift? Because remember, Jesus said it's a gift. If you've already received Holy Spirit, now is a good day to ask for a fresh refilling. Ephesians 5:8, Paul says, "Don't get drunk with wine, which is rebellious. Instead, be filled with the fullness of Holy Spirit." The Greek text in the word "be filled" actually is a continuous present tense, and it gives the verse the meaning, "be continually filled with the fullness of Holy Spirit." It's not just a one-off thing, it's a continuous thing. We need to constantly be filled all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. Now, when Jesus gives you a gift of Holy Spirit, I wonder what size package you've got in your head. A little tiny one, or an enormous one that takes loads of people to carry? Because Holy Spirit does big things in your life when he comes. Doesn't matter the size of the package. Doesn't matter spiritually how big or how little you think you are. Actually, to quote from Doctor Who, he's bigger on the inside. Once Holy Spirit gets inside you, there's no amount of work, there's no amount of life that can't be. There's so much inside. Once Holy Spirit gets inside you, he will bring so, so much out of you. It's unbelievable. You will be changed, but you will be changed for good, and you will be changed for God and for his glory. It's amazing when you look back on your life, the change. You'll love it. You will love it. I know you will. But you will grow when Holy Spirit comes. The impossible will become possible. Mark 10:27. You will be taught all things and reminded of what Jesus says. John 14:26. You will have your sorrows changed to joy. John 16:20. And he will put words in your mouth when you don't know what to say. Luke 21:15. So my invitation to you all now, wow, is if you want to receive Holy Spirit today and you haven't done yet, just put your hands out in front of you, ready to receive. But if you have already received Holy Spirit, but you want more of him, I encourage you to do this today. put your hands out in front of you. Be ready to receive. I just want to pray a prayer over each and everybody watching right now. Jesus, thank you. I just encourage you to close your eyes, stand up wherever you are, whether you're in your living room, wherever you are, stand up and put your hands up ready to receive. Father God, I thank you for sending Jesus. Jesus, I thank you for coming and dying on the cross and taking all of our sin and rising again. I thank you for sending Holy Spirit to be our friend and our guide. Holy Spirit, I invite you right now to come. To come upon everybody watching now. I pray for everybody right now that you will receive the outpouring of Holy Spirit on each and every one of you. That you will feel his presence around you. That you will feel him entering into you. Right now, that you will be overwhelmed with his joy. That you will feel his strength, that you will feel his power. Holy Spirit, I ask you to open each and everybody's mind to what you are and who you are. That we are friends of Jesus, that he wants us more and more to know him. Holy Spirit, I thank you for work that you will be doing in people's lives. I thank you for healing. Holy Spirit, I want you to come. I say come. Fall on each and every person watching here today. Bring them into a greater love and a greater knowledge and a greater hope of Jesus. Take them into a deeper relationship, Lord. Deeper, deeper relationship that they will know you personally. I thank you that we can be called children of God because, Jesus, of what you did here on earth. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for the work that you are doing now in each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, I pray and I thank you guys for doing that. And I thank you for listening to me. And I pray that you are all empowered this week by Holy Spirit for what he is doing in your life. And I pray that you see the changes. Go tell someone that you've just welcomed Holy Spirit into your life. Expect to see changes. Expect to be empowered. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today.